You know, it's tough because obviously I'm in this role here. There's a lot of choices that you guys have, and I think that it's been interesting to see. Second Life has been around 15 years, which is just amazing. And so this year there's a lot of new features and things that are going to be rolling out, and I think as a company we'll be sharing sort of that roadmap in the very near future. Well, for the educator community, I think there's a lot of learnings that have already made its way into the product. And I think, what would be really helpful for us is to sort of get a general list through consensus, and maybe if there's an organized way to do that, of what sort of the top features are that you guys feel are lacking, whether they can be acted upon. We'd have to look at resourcing, the return on investment, all the usual things you would expect. Again, that might be a separate conversation to have about that. From my experience, Second Life has been a great platform for in-world real-time meeting for distance learning uses. There's been some scripted experiences that other educators have created that I've used in the classroom. I think it just depends on the but, we're all also here to listen and to learn. Where are the things that we can or made aware of and bring that to the product team's attention. Obviously, they have a lot of requests coming their way and from a lot of different communities. The education, like any business, we have to see the viable return on investment for any development time that's related to that. But certainly we want to be aware of it and happy to collect that information from the product team. Yeah, and I think the most effective way to do it, I mean, obviously a scattered approach where I'm getting tons of emails is, I welcome that, but it's also not likely to be as effective. So collectively, if there's a way to sort of organize and even rank order by what the community feels are the most important features lacking or improvements, that would be helpful. How to organize that, I guess, is to be determined. But for me personally, as somebody inside the organization, that would be helpful for me to then communicate it, to the development team. But again, the qualification on that is, there's a lot of requests coming in. Education community is extremely important, but they're also having equivalent conversations with other communities. Well, so we add it to sort of the list and see where our resources fall and where there are parallels. If something the education community is looking for that also might benefit another community, that's obviously going to be valued, the development time.